Welcome back to Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk, and it's time for another mock draft. Today, it's the voice of the New York Football Giants, Bob Papa, that's going to be looking at our selections. Bob, thanks for joining us.
John, good to be with you. And with the draft getting pushed back like this, there have been a lot of mocks. We're mocking the mock drafts now.
No question about it. Let's do one more, Bob. Let's see who I designed here to go off in the first 11 picks for the New York Football Giants when they go at 12.
First of all, John, I don't like your board.
Okay.
Quite honestly,
why is that?
Because I think that Jacksonville is going to be in play to move out of there. And I think Tampa might make a move to jump in there and get Johnny Manziel, but that's why it's a mock draft.
I'll tell you what, I was tempted actually to give Khalil Mack to the Texans at number one. I know that's kind of a rumor that's been going around the last couple of days.
Well, and also the Texans are definitely looking to shop that pick. There are a lot of quality players that are left on this board here, and here are some of the options. You got offensive lineman Zach Martin out of Notre Dame, a senior. You got tight end Eric Ebron out of North Carolina, Odell Beckham, Aaron Donald, C.J. Mosley, Darquez Dennard, and Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. Not Ha-Ha with the mock drafts. Anyway, if I had to guess, and I'll be surprised, John, if my top three guys looking at this right now, especially with the Giants picking 12th, would be Zach Martin, Eric Ebron, and Aaron Donald, the defensive lineman out of Pittsburgh. I'm going to be shocked right now if your board unfolds the way you have it, because I think there's a good chance that Aaron Donald could probably be gone, and maybe even Ebron. But let's go on to your scenario.
Well, I think what you're saying, because this draft is deep in a lot of positions, pass rushers is one place that's not all that deep, which makes a guy like Donald that much more valuable.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I'd be surprised if the Giants went with a wide receiver, because this draft, if you talk to any of the experts and any of the scouts around the NFL, they'll tell you that it's really deep in the wide receiver position. I'm focusing in on an offensive lineman, a tight end, defensive lineman. Now, we know one thing is for certain.
So we're going to X out the wide receiver.
You can X out the wide receiver. I think you can X out the linebacker based on some of the free agent moves that the Giants made, and the cornerback position, because I don't think this guy is of the quality of a Darrell Revis, you know, where you want to go and take a guy that high. In the safety spot, it's more maybe need than it is best player available on the board. I think some of these guys that we have on the board would probably be ranked higher on the Giants board. So I'm looking at this scenario, and I think a guy like Aaron Donald is one of those difference makers. And you might say it's not the greatest need for the Giants. They have people in place. They drafted Jonathan Hankins last year. They have Cullen Jenkins. But this is a guy that led the nation in tackles for losses. So he doesn't only get after the quarterback. He is able to play the run game, and I think he's a dynamic player who could be special. So that would be one guy that I'd zero in if he's on the board. This guy, Eric Ebron, is a playmaker. You know, he's big, strong, physical, and it'll be interesting to see with new offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo, you know, the role of the tight end within this offense. So I think this is a live wire as well.
And it's really a question, Bob, and I think people are judging what the Giants might do based on what their offense has been in the past. You know, Tom Coughlin has always required his tight end to be a very good blocker, something Eric Ebron wasn't asked to do in North Carolina. Maybe he can do it if he puts his, you know, if he's asked to do it. We don't know that. But I think you're right. This new offense is really a wild card as to how the Giants could put this draft together.
Yeah, so that's an interesting dynamic. And then Zach Martin, who, when you talk to most people, they'll say he's the most pro-ready of the offensive linemen. And he's a versatile player, and he's very similar to Justin Pugh in the fact that you can play him at tackle, you can play him at guard, and you can plug him in right away. So I think Zach Martin would be another player that would intrigue you because of his versatility, and you can put him in different spots. Now, those are the three players that I identified out of your group that are still available that potentially the Giants could take when they pick 12th. I don't think they'll all be on the board. Now, the one thing I have to say to the audience right now and all the viewers watching is this is our board, but what's down the hall could be totally different as far as how they rank the players. And this is the most important thing for fans watching this. The combine was started for one reason, and it was started to get the medicals. So what happened when they started the combine was to bring all the players to a centralized location and get all the medical data. That's the main reason why. Now it's become a made-for-TV event with 40 times and Rich Eisen running the 40. But really, the medicals are the most important thing. We don't know what the team doctors have told the general managers and the directors of college scouting of, hey, this guy had a knee situation as a sophomore. He's been able to play through it. But 2 years down the road, that might not be any good. Red flag it. So we don't know where the red flags are. That's the mystery of the draft, why we're guessing
and they have a lot better knowledge.
Well, Bob, I'll ask you one more question. The chance the Giants make a trade here, either moving up or moving back, or do you think the Giants will be happy to stay at 12 and pick what Jerry Reese likes to say is the best player available?
Well, I think they'd like to keep their picks later in the draft because they value the depth of the draft. It's not a 32-pick draft. It's a 7-round draft with basically an 8th round with compensatory picks. So I think you really don't want to move up too much. Again, we don't know how their top 150 players are ranked, and we don't know where the medical red flags are. So I would say most likely the Giants would stay at 12 and then pick one of those players, unless guys that they really love are off, and then they feel they can move back and add another second or third.
And can you beat Rich Eisen's 40 time?
Oh, easily.
Easily.
I guarantee you that.
Next year in Indy, let's make it happen.
All right.
For Bob Papa, I'm John Schmelk. That's our latest mock draft right here on Giants.com. Thank you for joining us. We'll catch you next time.
Watch Giants First and 10 Draft Special Thursday at 8:30 on MSG and Giants.com.